Melbourne wakes from lockdown. Prime Minister to force net zero target. And calls for national laws on sacred sites. Good morning, it's Tuesday, October 19. I'm Amelia Maguire and this is your news with The Age. Start your day with your mind wide open. Victorian parents breathed a sigh of relief yesterday as tens of thousands of Melbourne prep students returned to school after a 74-day absence in a staged return to face-to-face learning. However, retailers have hit out at the Victorian government's delay in allowing the sector to reopen, describing it as hypocritical and impractical for them to be limited to outdoor shopping and click and collect. Under the expedited roadmap announced by Premier Daniel Andrews on Sunday, general retail businesses can reopen with customers in their stores only when the state reaches its 80% vaccination target. So far, 66.7% of Victoria's population are fully vaccinated, and more than 88% have had their first dose. The Prime Minister has told colleagues he will forge ahead with a cut to carbon emissions to achieve net zero by 2050, despite a small number of opponents in the Nationals party room. Mr. Morrison said the climate target would be decided by federal cabinet without legislation in parliament, making it clear rebel MPs will not stop the government from making the target binding at the upcoming United Nations climate summit. Australia's decision not to boost its 2030 emissions reduction target will disappoint key allies that have called on Mr. Morrison to do more on this issue. A federal inquiry investigating Rio Tinto's destruction of the 46,000-year-old Dugan Gorge rock shelters has called for a national law to protect Indigenous heritage. It's also recommending new powers be created so traditional owners can refuse projects threatening significant sites on their ancestral land. After 16 months of hearings, the Joint Standing Committee on Northern Australia has made its final recommendations for sweeping reform. This includes making the Minister for Indigenous Australians instead of the Environment Minister responsible for all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander heritage matters. And in other news, alcohol and parcel deliveries will be strained on Thursday when workers at three of Australia's logistics companies walk off the job in strike. Women will need to keep visiting a GP for contraceptive pill prescriptions after the TGA rejected a proposal to allow pharmacists to sell it over the counter. And the Auditor-General has found the ABC did not have documented advice to support its decision to pay reporter Louise Milligan's $200,000 legal bill after she was sued. For more on these stories and all the most important news of the day, visit our websites or buy our papers. I'm Amelia Maguire. Have a great day.